Onondaga County and the city of Syracuse have applied for funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to continue lead paint removal programs. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the city has been unsuccessful in its last two attempts at funding since that program was put on probation in 2013.
HUD officials said the Syracuse lead removal program was not sampling homes correctly. If it was determined that some of the windows in a home have lead in them, workers presumed all the other windows in the home did as well. Paul Driscoll, Syracuse's Commissioner of Neighborhood and Business Development, says there is plenty of documentation that showed that this was allowed. But Syracuse's lead removal program had to shut down, and it has not been funded since, even after HUD officials removed the probation.
It's got much more competitive, and the funds have either stayed the same or dropped, and so you're bound to lose a couple in a row once in a while.
The plan this year is for the City of Syracuse and Onondaga County applications to work strategically together. The county staff would perform the lead risk assessments, and the city would handle the finances and decide which projects move forward in city neighborhoods disproportionately more distressed. Driscoll says two-thirds of children in the county tested with high lead levels live in those neighborhoods.
It's that mixture of the age of the housing stock combined with the general wealth of the population. Statistics would bear out that the majority of the problem are in these high poverty areas.
About 600 kids in Onondaga County have high lead levels. Both the county and the city are applying for $3 million each in funding. HUD is expected to make a decision within the next 90 days. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.